Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
It is Elimination Chamber 2023 predictions time here on the WrestleTalk podcast channel. I am Chopper Pete Quinnell. I'm joined by Sullivan Bo Brown, and we will be doing the live reaction stream this weekend to Elimination Chamber 2023 because both of us, this year at the Royal Rumble, we won a Royal Jamble each.
We did.
I won mine from the number 30 spot because I'm awesome. And you won yours from the number one spot because you're terrible.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
My number's bigger than yours, so.
And don't you remind me about that every day.
But we have some stakes for Elimination Chamber because already it's going to be an amazing show. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm so excited. We have some stakes for this one because last week, Sullivan, I issued a challenge and I haven't heard a response yet. I issued a challenge and said that because we won a Royal Jamble each and WrestleJamia is across two nights, I would be challenging on night one and Sullivan would be challenging on night two. And I said, that's not fair because when I win the Jam That Championship on night one, then I immediately have to defend it on night two. That's not fair. I haven't held this belt since November 2021 and I want it back. I say this belt, you can't even see it. This belt, I haven't held it since November 2021. This is my baby. So I want to hold on to it for longer than a night. So at Elimination Chamber, when I win these predictions, I will get both WrestleJamia title shots across both nights. One and two, I get both of them. Do you accept these terms?
Well, you know, when I first heard this challenge, I was naturally furious. Upset, angry, perplexed, confused, aroused. But that's not the point. The point is that, you know, I want to be, you know, when I win not only the Elimination Chamber predictions, but also the WrestleJamia predictions, I want to be a fighting champion. And you know what? I'll happily accept these terms on one condition, that if you lose these predictions, I get both nights of WrestleJamia too.
It's fine. You won't win Elimination Chamber. You're on.
Yeah, what a rubbish handshake.
What a terrible handshake.
Oh, it's grab your finger.
There you go.
Much better. Oh, yeah. Oh, we were nearly cool there for a second. We were nearly cool. Remember that? Remember that moment before the handshake? We were nearly cool. And then we just, we really ruined that, didn't we?
Oh, it's not good. should we do some predictions for Elimination Chamber?
Yeah.
As mentioned, we'll be doing a live reaction stream on this very channel. We'll be me and Sullivan on the live reaction stream this Saturday. So subscribe if you haven't already, so you get notified of that live stream, etc. But let's do these predictions. The way it's going to work, we just say who we think is going to win, 1 point for each, but we also get a Joker pick for every title match. There are two of them on this show. They are worth 2 points on their own, and we also get a Joker pick, which allows us to score double points. But the risk of your Joker pick is that if you lose that prediction, you lose those points instead. So if you select a Joker pick for a title match, you could lose 4 points in one go. So, a bad time. So, let's begin With the one of the two title matches on this show, the United States Championship match, Elimination Chamber match of Austin Theory, current champ, versus Seth freaking Rollins, Johnny Gargano, Bronson Reed, Damian Priest, and Montez Ford.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really looking forward to this match.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be real cool, and I'm hoping that we see a real showcase for Montez Ford in this match.
Absolutely.
Frog splash from the top of a chamber pod. Mm-hmm. Pretty please.
Yes.
Would be very cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pumped. I think this is going to be one of the best matches on the show.
Yep. Absolutely.
I'm well excited, but I don't really know who to pick, though.
It's tough.
That's the thing. There's an argument to be made for a bunch of different people in this
mm-hmm.
one, because
mm-hmm.
You could make the argument, I don't think it's going to be Seth Rollins. No. I think that ship has sailed. Mm-hmm. I think they've moved past Seth Rollins as a US title man at this point. But you could make the argument that they really want to put over Judgment Day.
Mm-hmm.
So you could have Damian Priest win.
Yeah.
You could really put over brand new guy on the roster, Bronson Reed.
Yeah.
That'd be a really good moment for him.
Mm-hmm.
Same goes for Johnny Gargano. Hasn't really done much since he's returned to WWE. This could be the statement to go, here you go, US champ Johnny Gargano.
Mm-hmm.
You could make the argument for Montez Ford.
Yep.
That could lead to a program with the Street Profits. That could lead to like a dissension between them and Angelo Dawkins grows jealous or whatever. Or you could have Austin Theory retain if he's got something bigger lined up for WrestleMania.
Mm.
I'm going to predict Austin Theory.
I think that's fair.
I'm going to predict Austin Theory to retain. I think he's going to face John Cena at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
That's why.
Mm.
That's what I'm going with.
Mm. Oh, it's tough, you know. It is tough. And I want to, certainly in these more even matches,
mm-hmm.
because I feel like lots of people could win in this match, I'm happy to go with someone else to make this spicy.
Oh.
I love a reactions video where everyone's like, oh, we don't, oh, it could be anyone.
It could be anything, couldn't it?
It's not just the same until the big matches.
Yes.
So I think I am going to go for someone different from Austin Theory, but I think it's a very, very good prediction. Mm. I don't think you've not gone mad.
Mm.
So I think I'm, do I go mad and say Damian Priest?
He's pretty mad.
Day? Yeah, I think it might be Judgment Day. I'm hot on Judgment Day.
Yeah.
Well, mainly it's just Rhea Ripley, actually.
Rhea Ripley's so good.
She's the best part of Judgment Day.
So great. Well, don't discount Dominic Mysterio.
Dominic is
arguably better than Rhea Ripley.
But yeah, I'm gonna go for Damian Priest. I could see a world where... Well, they won't be holding all the gold because I don't think Finn Balor's going to win any major championships soon. But I could see a world where they're building up to maybe holding all the gold at some point.
That'd be really cool. Maybe. If you get Balor and Dom to win the tag belts maybe after whatever happens with the Usos after that concludes, and then you have Rhea with the SmackDown Women's title, mm-hmm. and then you have Priest with the US title. That would be really cool.
Yeah,
that'd be sweet.
Mm.
The other Elimination Chamber match on this show is for a shot for the Raw Women's Championship at WrestleMania, and it is Asuka versus Liv Morgan versus Nikki Cross versus Raquel Rodriguez versus Natalya versus Carmella. And I swear to God, if anybody other than Asuka wins this match, mm-hmm. I'm going to be mad about it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with you on that. This is not the same situation as the US Championship.
No.
It's got to be Asuka, surely.
It has to. She has been on an absolute tear since the Rumble, and they've just gone like, do you remember NXT Asuka? She's back now. And everyone's gone, all right. Cool. Yep, on board with that.
That's good.
So, yeah, I think it has to be Asuka. And I almost think as well it should be like Asuka eliminating maybe everyone mm-hmm. in this match. Like, she goes on an absolute tear in this match and really like solidifies herself. And then Bianca Belair is like, ooh, scared now of Asuka.
Yeah.
Asuka for me all the way.
Yeah, absolutely. I could even see her starting from the beginning
mm.
and just being the last one in there, having destroyed everyone.
Because
also, like, look at the people who've got in there. But Natalya and Carmella, are they going to be facing Bianca Belair at WrestleMania?
Natalya's Canadian. It's in Montreal.
This is true.
You know?
Oh, yeah, that is a good point. No, I'm sticking with Asuka, yeah.
That's valid.
Yeah.
We then have a mixed tag team match. Edge and Beth Phoenix versus Judgment Day. We were just talking about Judgment Day.
Mm-hmm.
Finn Balor and Rhea Ripley specifically. And this is Edge and Beth's kind of big return.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously Rhea won her Royal Rumble match.
Yep.
So they're probably going to want to keep some momentum going for this one. I'm really, for me, this, of all the matches on the card, this I think has the most arguments for both sides on this one. Yeah. Because you really want to give Edge and Beth Phoenix a big win, mm-hmm. Considering how they got kind of screwed over in all the other matches that they've been in with the rest of Judgment Day. Mm-hmm. But you also want to keep Rhea Ripley's momentum going. And the best way to do that is to have Rhea win. Yeah. You know, get a pin Beth Phoenix. That's a great way to continue her momentum into WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. But you could also protect Rhea in defeat by having Edge pin Finn Balor. Mm. So there's two sides to this. I honestly don't know where I'm going for this one.
Yeah,
it's too close. You pick first. I don't know.
I'm gonna pick first. I'm gonna go for the Judgment Day because I'm hot on the Judgment Day. I've said it before. I'll say it again.
And Rhea Ripley is in this match.
He is in this match.
You know.
Yeah. I think they'll keep the momentum on them. It'll be like a screwy situation with Dominic and Damian Priest sort of like hanging outside. Being all naughty.
Yeah.
And then I think ideally you have Rhea pinning Beth Phoenix because then she goes into WrestleMania looking hella strong.
Yeah. I mean, they've done a great job with Rhea and made her super strong anyway.
Yeah.
I just don't want that to I don't think it will get derailed if they lose here.
No.
But I don't want, I'd much rather it continues as strong as possible.
Yes.
And the strongest way to do that is to have Rhea win.
Definitely.
Having said that, I'm picking Edge and Beth Phoenix to win. I think they're going to give Edge and Beth a moment here because they haven't had one in a while.
Mm.
And I think that's going to be like, it gives Edge momentum as well. If he's got a big WrestleMania program, whatever that is, that gives him momentum to then go into that. And it keeps Rhea strong so she can still do her WrestleMania thing. I think that is the best of both worlds in this one. Mm-hmm. To keep both sides strong is to have Edge pin Finn Balor.
Yeah.
That would be the best outcome to this match, I think. So I'm going Edge and Phoenix for this one.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We then have Bobby Lashley versus Brock Lesnar, which was made official on Raw this week. I was going to say yesterday, but we did the review yesterday, so it's Monday time.
Mm.
This one is an interesting one to me because it's two big beefy boys doing big beefy boys things. I'm not super interested in it, though.
Mm.
They had their first match at Rumble 2022, where Lashley won, courtesy of some Roman Reigns interference. Then they fought again at Crown Jewel, where Lesnar won, but Lashley, like, dominated that match until Lesnar won. Then at Royal Rumble this year, Lashley eliminated Lesnar. So it feels like, even though it is one all-in matches, it feels like Lashley is, like, the more dominant of the two in the feud so far. So maybe they'll be like, okay, this is Lesnar's redemption for all of that, to have Lesnar win. But it's to me, it still feels like Lashley is not on the same level as Lesnar. And giving Lashley the big win here will be like, okay, cool, now Lashley's ready for WrestleMania, whatever that means. But it's Lesnar.
That's the thing!
So you could always just have Lesnar win, because I don't know what they've got lined up for Lesnar at WrestleMania either. Yeah. This is honestly really interesting to me, because I don't know a lot of programs at WrestleMania, but I'm still very excited for that show.
Yeah.
Because the programs that we do have, I'm like, cool, I'm into it. Mm-hmm. And the ones that we don't have, I'm like, oh, these are some really big names. What are they going to do with these big names?
Yeah.
But I don't know what way I'm going here for Lashley and Lesnar.
I don't either. Like, it feels like this is weird that this is on this card.
Mm.
Like, this card doesn't need this match. It's already got one of the hottest wrestling storylines. Probably, like, having a chance of, like, culminating here, which I hope it doesn't.
Mm.
Like, but, you know, like, it's going to have a big moment in this, you know, in this, on this pay-per-view. I don't think you need these two big beefy men to be big and beefy. I think you could save this for WrestleMania if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Oh, I honestly don't know. I'm going to make my guess. Is that right?
Yeah.
I think I am going to go for Bobby.
You're going to go for Bobby?
Little Bobs.
I want to join you on the Lashley train. No, I'm picking Brock Lesnar. Yep. You can't go against Brock Lesnar. You can't. He's Brock Lesnar. And maybe they'll want to give him a win ahead of Mania. Because I don't know their Mania plans. I don't know what they've got in store for it. And maybe it can work. Maybe it can work. Because if Lesnar wins, Lashley will be a bit despondent. And that's when MVP comes in. And he's like, hey, you've been losing. Hurt Business, remember?
Remember the cool stable we had?
Yes. Yeah.
That no one really got to see. It was all in the pandemic.
Oh, they were so cool as well.
They were so cool.
I've gone for Lesnar, and you've gone for Lashley.
Yeah.
You've gone for Judgment Day. I've gone for Edge and Beth Phoenix. I've gone for Austin Theory. You've gone for Damian Priest. We've both gone for Asuka.
Yep.
And now it's time for the main event.
Yes.
Roman Reigns versus Sami Zayn. For the undisputed WWE Universal Championship in Montreal. Okay, so I said on the Raw podcast yesterday, go check it out, it's me and Dan Layton, great show. I said that I was 100% convinced prior to Raw that Roman Reigns was winning. I was like, I want Sammy to win, but I know he's not. They've obviously got plans to do Reigns versus Cody. Makes sense. I said after Raw, there's now a 2% chance that's creeped in. I'm like, but what if? But what if Sammy wins? And it is only 2% because there's 98% of me that's saying, yeah, but Reigns is going to win though, isn't he? But it's how loud is that 2%? Mm-hmm. Do I want to listen to that 2% and just go for Sammy on this one? Because I want it with all my heart. It would make me so happy if Sammy wins. But I am going to pick Roman Reigns because I think either they're just going to stick to their guns, because I think they've done a masterful job of keeping Cody hot and super over, and people are not booing Cody at all. They just want to see him win, which is great, while also spinning the plate of Sami Zayn at the same time. So either they're going to stick to their guns of just doing Reigns versus Cody. They're going to do some sort of weird, like, Reigns and Zayn night one, Reigns and Cody night two, Zayn and Owens versus the Usos on night one, Reigns and Cody night two, or Reigns, Cody, Zayn in a triple threat in Mania. Like, there's loads of different options here, but I think, regardless of the way they get there, Reigns wins this match.
Okay.
Which will be sad, but hopefully great.
I'm going to introduce you to a concept that I fully believe in, which is blind faith. It's blind faith. And I believe that Sami Zayn is going to win this match. It's in Montreal, for goodness sake. He loves Montreal. That's in Canada where he's from. He's going to win. It's going to be the greatest match ever. And we're going to be crying tears of joy. And you'll also be crying tears of sadness. It'll just be regular tears.
They'll cancel each other out.
It'll just become neutral tears with you. Meaning the tears will be meaningless. You fool! We're winning! Come on, Sammy!
Oh, God. So that's your official pick?
My official pick is actually Sami Zayn.
Oh, my God.
Because there's just something inside me that thinks, like, after Raw, and, like, and he's in Montreal, and if it was under Vince, I'd be like, he's losing this. He's in his hometown.
He'll get squashed in 30 seconds. Yeah.
No one ever wins in their hometown.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. But it's not. Mm. It's not. It's Triple H. He's made this story so good.
Yeah.
And then I think potentially triple threat at Mania, which would be incredible.
It would be insane. It absolutely would be insane. And you could make the argument that, like, the Raw promo this week between Zayn and Cody was to test the waters of what if we did Zayn versus Cody at WrestleMania? Would people be interested in that? Mm-hmm. And people responded so well to that promo that they might go, cool, sweet. So we're going to have Zayn win then.
Yep.
Amazing. I don't know how Jay plays into this. I don't know how Kevin Owens plays into this. I don't know how Solo Sikoa or Jimmy Uso plays into this. I'm so excited for this match. I don't think I've been this excited for a match in a long time.
Oh, God. Honestly, everyone in the office has been so jealous. Like, everyone's been saying, like, and you know, most of the time, you know, when there's a pay-per-view on, we'll watch it the next day.
Yes.
Because, you know, we don't want to be sleepy. You can't have everyone in the office be sleepy.
Of course.
But everyone's saying, no, they're staying up for this anyway.
Yeah, you got
I'm
it.
Like, oh, this is brilliant. I get to do the live reactions. You have to with this match.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be so good.
Jay's going to super kick someone. Who's he going to super kick?
Oh, one of his super kicks, Jimmy. One of his super kicks, Solo. Or Paul Heyman.
Or all of them.
Or everybody. He's like, I'm not picking sides. I'll super kick everyone.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's fair and balanced.
It's only fair.
Yeah.
I could see a situation where... Okay, or now I'm getting very excited about this. Okay, so imagine, right? Ref bump. It's going to be some kind of situation.
Of course there's a ref bump.
Of course there is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So ref bump. Then you've got Roman and Solo and Jimmy all coming in, absolutely destroying Sammy. Sammy's like, you know, he's gone. And then suddenly Jay runs out and then he has this moment and he super kicks everyone and he does, you know, whatever else he wants to do to Roman and then just pulls Sammy over and then a slow 1, 2, 3. You can see it. You can see it in your mind's eye, can't you? You can.
Okay. I think that has a real chance of happening, except it goes 1, 2, 2.9 kick out. That is a hell of a near fall, that one. That would be so cool.
Oh, my
also,
God.
Also, real talk. I think my genuine thoughts, not what I want to happen, what I think will happen, Sami Zayn will lose. Whether it's a schmoz or not, I don't know. But Sami Zayn will lose, and the final moment of the show will be Kevin Owens coming out, and they reunite, and they hug. And that will be how the show ends.
Yeah.
That is the show-ending moment, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so that is all of our predictions done. But there's one more thing we need to do, which is we need to determine our Joker pick. So this is the double point scoring ones.
Mm-hmm.
Rock, paper, scissors, see who goes first.
Yep.
Okay, so we're going to go 1, 2, 3, go.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
So,
rock, 1, 2, 3, go.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, go. No!
Yes!
Okay.
Oh,
so,
yes.
Who are you going to pick as your Joker?
Well, I believe.
No.
I believe.
No, you can't.
I believe.
No.
I believe. I believe. I believe. I believe in Sami Zayn. I believe in Sami Zayn. I believe in Sami Zayn. He's my Joker pick. He's going to do it. He's going to do it, everyone. He's going to do it. I'll tell you what, the comments, they'll be fully on board with me winning.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Because if I win, everything's really great.
Oh, my God. I mean, I'm picking Roman Reigns. He's my Joker pick.
You're crazy. What do you mean? He's never going to win.
It's Roman Reigns, isn't it? He's got to win. 98% sure he's winning. I've got to pick Roman Reigns. I could have picked Asuka. No, I'm picking Roman Reigns. I want to pick a title match. Roman Reigns. Yeah, that'd be fine.
It's always good to pick a title match. It's fun on the other sides of it as well.
Yeah,
it'd be good.
That's true, yeah.
Come on, Sammy.
But thank you very much for tuning in for these predictions. Tune in to the live reaction stream this Saturday. Sullivan and I will be watching Elimination Chamber 2023, and we'll be competing for our Wrestle Jammia shots from the Royal Jamble. One of us will walk away with both nights. Boy howdy, that's some stakes. Much more exciting than the WWE Undisputed Universal Championship match.
No one's going to be bothering to watch the pay-per-view when you got stakes like these.
Exactly. Thank you for watching. Let us know your predictions in the comments down below. Who do you think is coming out of Elimination Chamber 2023 with the dubs? I've been Chopper Pete Quinnell. I've been joined by Sullivan Bo Brown. Subscribe, like, goodbye. Jam that jam.
Jam that jam.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.